How did you get into Juice World? How did this happen?
Drugs.
Oh, okay.
I had a feeling that was coming.
But you got a lot of comedy. So a little background on my little cousin Billy here. Bill, without my knowledge, Bill got all couldn't handle his shit and started doing drugs. Had to fucking take a good time and make it a bad time, you know? Fucking
yeah, yeah.
Some of us have addict brain and can't fucking have fun anymore. Fucking that's
yeah. Ruin a good time.
Ruined a really good time, dude. But no, he fucking one day his chick just called me. You're okay with me saying this, right, Bill? I'm not gonna go like deep.
Fuck yeah, Bill. I don't have nothing, man.
All right. Well, fucking one day out of the blue, I'm thinking Bill is okay. He's got a job, you know. Was the baby on the way at this time? Yeah, baby on the way. And I'm like, he's doing fine. Kids, the boy's doing like Joe Dirt, dude. The kid's doing fine. Like, I'm not worried about him at all, dude. Not thinking about anything. His chick just calls me out the blue and she's like, kid's going to rehab.
Oh, no. Brinley was already born. Brinley was 3 months old.
Oh, okay. So the baby had just dropped a fresh mixtape, dude. And you're out here wilding. Yeah. Yes. Was that part of it, you think? The pressures of being a new dad?
No. Nah.
It's just you like getting high is what it was. Getting high is fun is what it was.
I like doing coke, and I was doing a lot of coke.
Yeah.
But then Blair would bust me because, you know, I'd come home and I'd be, you know.
Bill is the most obvious person in the world when he's on coke. He could not keep it together. You know Bill's on coke. Bill is the stereotypical cheat teeth chattering guy on coke.
Oh, yeah. Chewing my face off. Like.
Yeah. It's like it's wild. Bill is like a propaganda photo of someone on coke. It's crazy.
So
yeah.
I started doing them fake 30s, which are just, you know, fentanyl pressed pills.
And you knew they were fake 30s. You're like, Bill's just rolling the dice knowing he's doing. Bill was choosing to do fet, dude. That's hardcore. It's hardcore, Bill.
So I would do those to come down before I'd go home from work.
Dude, well, my dude was doing fat to relax. That's crazy.
That was just super expensive. So then eventually it just got to just buying the 30s.
Yeah. The fake fat 30s, though, right?
Like, yeah, the fake 30s. Yeah.
If you guys don't know, real 30s, well, they're running for like 75, 80 bucks a piece now, dude. You can't maintain it. Like,
I was getting them for like 25 a piece.
The fakies. Even the fakies are going for 25 is crazy, dude. And those are coming up from your people, Ernie.
And they sell the fake ones as real ones for 80 bucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they get around. But yeah, dude. Fucking. I mean, if you throw it off a wall, it's going to shatter, though. So you should just be able to know that. You know, or just throw it off a table.
My dad was like, when this all happened, my dad was like, you know, them things we were doing, you know, those were actually fentanyl, right? And I was like, yeah, we knew this.
Yeah.
And he was like, I didn't know that. And I'm like, yes, you did.
You're not watching the news, dog? Like, what the fuck? This is all anyone's talking about. He's coming up to you. Hey, brother, you know things aren't good for us? What's going on? Hey, man, you know these things got a real bad rap right now. What the fuck's up with that? I thought we were having fun. I was like,
man, you knew that they were fentanyl.
Dude, fucking so.
But yeah, so then it just turned into a problem because.
Yeah. I got the call, though, and that was complete news to me, dude. I was heartbroken. I was like, what am I going to do here now? Because he hid it from me. Because you were living a good 20, 30 minutes away from me at the time, too. So I had no idea. I'm not keeping an eye on him. Because Billy knows that I would have been very upset if I would have known that he
was doing
drugs. I would have caused a scene about it, like I did with every other family member that's ever been addicted to drugs. I cause a scene about it, dude. I make a big deal.
I've been in rehab already.
Yeah, dude. And like trying to figure out how to smoke cigarettes with all of your fingers broken at the same time, dude. Like, I don't even know, like, like, I would have been like that angry at you where I would have been like, each finger I broke, I would have been like, why would you do this? Again, just fucking like, damn, dude. But Billy's back on the house. How long you been sober, Billy? Tell the people.
June 9th will be 3 years exactly.
Ooh, nice. Boy's coming up on the 3 years, dude.
Hell yeah.
Did it without God, too, I'm pretty sure, right, Billy? I don't think he went to the higher power or nothing.
Yeah, though. I'm not. Yeah, I mean.
Do they give you a coin still?
They give you coins?
Yeah. Yeah. Higher coins.
Is it for like every 5 years?
They give you. So I did NA, which is, you know,
narcotics anonymous. Yeah.
Okay.
So they give out key tags, which the key tags, they just
cooler, I think.
No, it's not, dude. I'm not going to say that's cooler. That's bullshit, Bill. You should have told him you wanted a plaque or something. That's garbage, dude.
Plaque's too official, dude. That's presidential.
Yeah, it should be, dude. You're fucking beating your demons, dude. My man beat his demons and just so he could have a good life, man. You know, my kid came out on the other side. Like I said, guys, if you missed when we introduced Bill first time, this is like my little brother.
These are like the key tags they give you.
That's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
It's bullshit. No, Ernie, don't gas that up. I'm angry. Where's the chips? Do you have a chip to compare?
Yeah, they are.
I think they're on my car.
You don't got
my car.
Are the chips cooler, though? All right, is that at least well made? It looked like the stitching.
They're shinier. I'll give it to you. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. I like the stitching on it, kind of actually.
They've been on my keys for 3 years, and they're still like brand new.
Damn. Do you spot other guys like how when you drive your Subaru, you guys all give each other head nods? Is it like that with the keychains? Do you ever see someone out there and you're like,
keep on trainers with their pokey badges, with their gym badges?
Yeah. Wait. No.
You pull out your vest. You're like, I got this many.
Ernie just said Pokemon badges. What do you run into?
Like you get one. For 24 hours, 30 days, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. But then after that, it's just like you get the same one for every year.
Oh, so you're not.
It's like no. Once you have multiple years, you get the cool glow in the dark one.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. There's a glow in the dark one. Tell me more. Tell me more about the glow in the dark one, please. This legendary
glow in the dark one. It's if you got the glow in the dark one, you're pretty much the shit in a meeting.
You could just walk in I'd walk in and like accidentally hit the light switch, like oops, and the lights go out, and I'm like, oh, sorry guys, hold on, let me find the light switch with my super cool fucking thing I got. Let's go. All right, I'm back in. I'm back in. So yeah, dude, I'm just glad that Bill's on the other side. We just gave a little Bill background. We have to do that every once in a while. We introduce a new person in because I want Bill here as much as possible. I'd like Bill to be here every episode. I'd like for us to start making money, for everyone to start making money. I could pay you guys money, and that'd be cool, dude. That'd be fucking sweet. But
I was 160 pounds when I went to rehab.
Oh, and what? Tell people what you're walking now as you drink that Mountain Dew.
241.
Ooh, tell them how tall you are, though.
6'4".
He's 6'4".
I'm 6'5".
That's a healthy weight.
He's 6'5". Well, you
my
actually look
tall. 6'4", but I'm
he 6'5". Looks taller when he's skinnier. If that makes sense, like he gets like a toothpick effect to him.
Oh, I do have a plaque, by the way.
You do have a plaque, by the way.
For completing rehab.
Is the plaque handy?
Yes.
Okay, get the plaque, please. Please get the plaque. See, Ernie, maybe I know how to motivate people, don't I? Maybe it's the exact system that they instituted with me saying plaque. They use a plaque. I kind of know how to give people what they want, Ernie. So maybe you should stop doubting me, okay? You know, we butt heads a lot on this shit, Ernie. I'm just
kidding. we butt
heads so much.
The most agreeable person ever.
You literally are. Ernie's never fought me on one creative decision ever. He's always just like, yeah, dude, you, dude. Even sometimes like in senses reluctance, I feel like I win him over when he sees it in action, you know? And it's like, yeah. Oh, here's the plaque. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we're going to have to censor out our real name, though. Our real names. Fuck, I'm an idiot. Can you do that, Ernie? Can you make a note, please, Ernie?
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
It's signed by the chief.
The chief, dude. The tribal chief?
Yeah, Brooke McKenzie is her name.
Oh, shit. Was she fine?
So, listen, whenever I was leaving rehab, right, they're supposed to give you that thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, well, she's not here. We can't give you one because we can't sign. I was like, so you're telling me I just did 30 days and you don't have a fucking plaque for me?
See what I mean? He wanted the plaque, dude. Cool.
They didn't want to give it to me. I was like, well, I'm not leaving until I get a plaque.
I'm staying here. They'll start squatting.
I was like, you need to call her and tell her to come down here.
Get your plaque person.
He starts holding his breath till he turns blue in the face and shit. He's like, oh,
okay. I'm going to go relapse if I don't get this plaque.
I'm going out right now and finding drugs. Okay. I'm going to go and just start drinking Robitussin at the nearest CVS if I do not get said plaque in the next 10 minutes. Okay. You better go find an instant plaque store and tell me that it's on the way. Fucking, but yeah, no. But Bill, I actually have it on my notes. This is a great way to segue into it, dude. Is that something very interesting about it, your stay in rehab, is that you cried a lot. You cried much when you're in rehab, like it, to the point where he made his counselor, whoever, uncomfortable. Who was
my liaison? He told my fiance that he was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. He cries so much that it makes me pretty uncomfortable." What the
fuck? Aren't they trained for that shit?
Do you know how much he has to be crying for this guy to say that to him?
For real?
I think I was just crying so that they'd give me Ativan.
Yeah, and he probably figured that out pretty early. This little manipulator. But here's the interesting part to it, guys. I didn't just say that to be like, "Oh, you crying, bitch." The interesting thing is, how many times have you cried since rehab, Bill?
Zero.
This kid hasn't cried in 3 fucking years.
He let all that trauma out.
But nothing built up. You don't feel like you're going to, like today, you almost got it. Bill got into a minor confrontation today. Did you not feel it bubbling up? What if you just started crying right there and wailing on that guy?
Just that's my breaking point.
We need to avoid that moment. Just a cry fight, dude. I just don't want to have that. Like, because there's phones everywhere, dude. Someone's going to get my boy cry fighting on film. I can't have that. I can't have it.
No, I get like angry and I get happy, but like the whole sad thing, I just.
Do they got you on pills?
Not no more, because I lost my health insurance. So I ain't been on them for over a year now. I ain't been on them.
What were they? Opioid blockers or shit like that?
Well, I was getting opioid blockers, mm-hmm. but that wasn't. I was on they prescribed me Seroquel and Zoloft.
Ooh, they just wanted you to sleep.
That's what they gave me. And I was on those. I didn't take the Seroquel since I was in rehab. When I got home, I didn't take it at all.
You probably tried it once and were like, dude, it knocks a whole day and a half off your life, dude. You're tired as shit forever after you take one of them things. It's crazy.
Well, they were giving me it when I was in there. They were giving me that, trazodone, melatonin, and Benadryl all at the same time, and I still couldn't sleep.
This kid's a tank.
I'd come out my room, and they'd be like, I bet, dude, I can't sleep. Like, well, we can't give you nothing else. I'm like, I'm just gonna sit out here then, because I'm sick of laying in there in the dark staring at nothing.
These are y'all want to play checkers? Okay, Bill's out there, but Bill made friends with them. I'm sure that made you like almost make friends with the staff like that. They're probably like this oddball.
The staff are cool. I still talk to a couple of them.
Yeah. Oh, for real? Still be talking to them? That's crazy.
Here and there.
They hit you up and they're like, how's your sobriety doing? Because they like that kind of conversation.
Yeah, they do like I forget what they call it. They do like a big reunion once a year, though. You can come back to the, they have like a big food truck, a band playing, you know what I mean? Like it's like a cookout. And
what if they ever try to trick, it'd be funny if they started trying to trick you, like if they like hit you up or like, yeah, I got these for 20, dude, if you want to hit me up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's a fun take prank. Away your plaque.
That's a fun they prank. Yeah, Bill, it's just to get your plaque back. Ernie, good job. Ernie, dude, I wish there's people here to chant for Ernie on his yes ending right there. Ernie, I've never been more proud in my life, dude. Let's fucking go. I told you guys this is the Holy Trinity, dude. That this is how it happens, dude. This is how it happens, guys. Holy fuck. And this is the closest thing you guys have heard to an interview is me talking to my cousin right now about this, getting his interesting life out the way so you guys get a little background. I hope no one minds it, dude. I thought that crying thing. So now the whole goal is I need to make him cry. At some point, I'm going to make this kid cry. And I don't know how to do that beyond die. I think if I died, you'd cry. I think if I did pass away, you'd cry, Bill.
See, I don't know, Bill, because I've been
to... harsh. That's harsh.
I know it's harsh to say it. But like I've been to my best friend's funeral. I've been to my pap's funeral, and I've been to my uncle's, which is your dad's funeral, and not one of them funerals did I cry not once.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
Wow.
Dude. Yeah.
And do you feel it coming on at least? Like, you feel it and you just kind of suck
it
in?
Well up. You didn't get that heavy feeling in like your cheeks get a little heavy and shit, you know, like that kind of.
No, man, I felt real awkward because I'm in there and everybody's crying, everybody's sad, and I'm just like, man,
Jake's you and Xander were the only two dickheads that wore suits. That's crazy. So yeah, you should have felt.
I
weird
did wear a suit.
Yeah, you and Xander were the rehab, only two people that wore suits. It was crazy, dude. Because I didn't see you, but then Keegan texted me immediately. Was like, guess who else wore a suit? I was like, my cousin had to have been, dude. Fucking had to have been my cousin. Everyone else's t-shirt and jeans, dude. Fucking Zed Keegan's brother and Mild Bill show up in full suits, dude, looking tight.
Well, Xander rode a bike there, didn't he?
No, Xander showed up, as far as I know, in his homecoming limo. That's what he looked like. He looked like he was dressed to go to winter formal, dude. RIP to all those people that we've lost, dude. It's been a rough fucking time here, man. It's been a rough. You cried. Well, I think you cried whenever. Well, this is pre all this stuff, but when I was in the hospital, I heard you cried. Tia said you were welling up on the phone. Like, what's. Because I was the. Go ahead.
I used to cry, yeah.
Well, you know, whenever I was like about to go in for surgery, the very first thing, that was one of the last things I said. I was like, call my cousin, let him know I'm cool. I was like, I'll be cool. So I didn't want him panicking because it happened so quick, you know. And I was like, I knew I wasn't gonna be able to talk to anyone for a while. So it was like, yeah. But yeah, dude, I mean, we're gonna get you to cry eventually, man. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna get you to cry. Maybe I have to terrorize you. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, dude. Maybe
I think we got to get to his deepest, darkest fears. Do you have any fears?
Punch me in the face, maybe I'll cry.
You know, no. That's if we go pain route, I'm just like I said, dude. I'll do joint manipulation. Yeah, we'll do joint manipulation of some sort, like that. You know, like torture. No, I'm not gonna leave.
They're waterboarding me.
Yeah, well, what? No, you're not gonna cry. Waterboard, dude. You guys ever tried to waterboard yourselves? Anyone listening? Has anyone ever tried it?
Why would you do that? How the fuck do you even do that?
Because what if you're ever in a situation where you get, because you'd freak the torturers out if they're waterboarding you and you're just like, no, professional. Well, I would still act like it was hurting me, but like the idea is that you get through it, because you know it's just not, because you never want to like look your torturer in the eye and be like, ha ha, give me more, you know, like that's crazy. But I would just, you want to be able to endure. I have a high threshold for pain already, but I don't have a high. That's how I got to it. Okay, is that I could handle most torture. Like tearing my teeth out, shit like that. Like I've done that shit to myself. Like fucking, I could handle. Billy, you threw up when I fucking broke my one tooth on my mouth and sawed it down my finger. You like fucking got so queasy because I was just sawing it down. Yeah, dude, fucking.
It's so gross, dude.
It's God, so gross, man. Fucking. But I'm fine with that. So that's how I got to it. And I have my old friend Jimmy. I had a wigger waterboard me. Getting wigger waterboarded is crazy.
What? Wigger waterboarded.
Getting wigger waterboarded. That's the name of the episode. It's God. I got it right. It was just like we were just like high sitting around one day, and it was my place in Arnold. I had that pool.
You want to waterboard me, bro?
I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it at all. And he was gentle, dude. He was gentle. Like fucking, it was.
Are we talking just dropping drops of water on your face, or like?
No,
are we
that's doing Chinese the full, water like, torture. That's Chinese water torture. What you're
the one
that's
drop on your forehead? Yeah,
I could take that for years, dude. That's not gonna hurt me at all.
Yeah,
but I'm good. Fucking,
so what's waterboarding?
Waterboarding. Look up videos. Pull up a video.
A rag over your face.
Oh, the rag over the face. Okay, I knew that one. Yeah.
No, we want to see it. We want the viewers to see it. We got people. I want them. I want a visual for them. Even though I'm such a descriptive speaker, I should be able to relay it in a very coherent fashion.
Let's see you do it to yourself, Bill.
I will at some point. If you want to come over here and we can film it, Bill, I'll have my mom film it or something. We'll have someone stand in. You can waterboard me. I'll lay down. We'll try it. I'll try to, because I've since then, I do it in the shower all the time where I'll like try to like simulate it, like fucking, like I'm once every few showers, I'll sit there and try to fucking.
Who do you think you're going to get captured by, bro, that still does this?
My life's going to get real dark when my cat dies, dude. I might go full black operatives, dude.
This dude, looks really dark.
This does. I don't think they had to put the masks on, but.
They didn't have to, but I would prefer whoever waterboards me does wear the mask. The baklava, please wear a baklava.
They're not dumping enough water on.
Bill, that's what you think. That's what you think. They're being gentle. And that's about, he poured way less on that out on me, dude. Way less than, I jerked up immediately. And he had a fucking, I had a towel over my face. That guy had a full fucking mask over his face. No chance, buddy. No, that guy's toughest. That's why they're checking to see if he's okay. He took that way longer than he should have. That guy's tough as fuck.
Shit.
Yeah, that's why they're. Do you see how they're treating him right now? Like that guy is tough as fuck, dude. I'm telling you, bro. From one guy who's practiced waterboarding, I know how tough waterboarding is. It's wild, dude.
Fucking, I'll take your word for it,
Bill. So yeah, that's what it is, guys. You can just use like a regular shower towel, you know, like a washcloth. Lay it over their face, thick enough. You could use a big towel, I guess. That would even be worse. It would create an even tighter effect around your face, a big towel. It would be heavier wrapping around. And you just pour water down, and you just start to feel like you're drowning. You have to have their head tilted back, though. That's the thing. Their head has to be tilted back, and it's like going into your nose. But if you can control it, and because it's your brain, you're not actually drowning. You're not actually drowning. It's your brain telling yourself that you're drowning. And if you can override that, Bill, I know you're laughing, Bill.
I'm just picturing you in the shower by yourself trying to
You guys don't do this. You don't ever walk around your house with your eyes shut trying to, like, if you were blind, like how it would be. You never do that?
I did that as a kid, actually, yeah.
I still do all this shit. That's what I'm saying. I'm preparing. My great-grandfather, both of me and Thomas' great-grandfather, he was blind and had Parkinson's, dude. That man still figured out ways to make himself peanut butter and jelly sandwiches through a pulley system, dude. And frozen I'm serious. Yes, he was a badass dude. He knew how to do it, dude. I want to be resourceful because my hands are already going. I got the carpal tunnel bad as hell. Everything's a struggle for your boy right now. Already should have died. I'm trying to make sure that I'm gonna be cool if I ever decide to go full Black Ops, dude. I'm gonna break, dude. How sick would I be as an operative, dude? I would, dude. Go ahead, Bill.
You get captured and they waterboard you, and you're just fully prepared.
Fully prepared. That's the best case scenario.
Training my whole life for this moment.
Like if they're bringing me out and it's like, oh, we got old fashioned like battery, car battery hooked up to things. We're gonna put it to your nipples or waterboarding. I'm gonna be like, oh, waterboarding's for pussies. I'm gonna try to get to the waterboarding. You know, like I'm gonna try to like, I don't want my nipples shocked by old fashioned car battery. You know, like a fucking 63 Honda shocking my nips. I don't need that, dude. That's crazy.
Shocking my nips.
I don't need that shit, dude. It's insane. What would you guys? I think where it would start to break me, and it's making me my toes
hurt. Fingernails, man.
My toenails. Shoving things underneath, just prying them up, dude. Prying them up.
I think that'd be the worst. That or teeth.
Teeth. I can handle teeth. I can do teeth. It hurts. Like fuck. It's bad, but I can handle teeth. Like it's them changing that pump every time that they had to change that my back. I'm telling you, that was devastating.
Like in between here,
that I can handle that, but it's gonna suck. I hate watching it. I'd rather watch it than take it, obviously, but I have a hard time watching that. Like when Jackass did it, that is hard for me to watch. Like it is brutal and fucking, I could take that though. I could take the finger cuts things, I could take that, I could take the burning
lip. Or the
I'd rather take that across the mouth than the fingers. I'd rather take five of those than across
what,
like
the razor blade.
Anything like anything that's like a razor blade, anything they're going to use to cut me across. God. I'd rather go across my mouth than my fingers for sure.
In the corners of your mouth.
Well, you need your hands for so much more. You know, I'd be losing a lot less by my mouth. You need to start factoring in like what you're saving here. You know, your brain needs to be moving at lightning speeds to be like shit. This is a quick decision I need to make right now that's going to determine how I move for the rest of my life. You know, you don't want to fucking, I'd rather talk funny than not be able to wipe my ass proper. You know, some shit like that. Like some, it's simple math, dude, guys. Come on, guys. Do simple math. I feel like this is a really interesting episode, dude. Am I wrong? I feel like this is a fucking hell of an interesting episode.
Hell yeah. You touch a lot of topics.
Yeah, we're trying, dude. Fucking, but the torture thing, I always came up, the one that I came up with too, I don't know if this would break me, but it would be bad. And I said it before on here, the cutting the bottoms of people's feet with like a lot of tiny cuts, like a lot of tiny, like not that deep cuts, deeper than a paper cut, razor blade, you know, just like blade of ting, 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 ting across their feet and make them walk on salt. And that's just an appetizer though. That's just to get them like warmed up. Like maybe a reward's on the other side of it. Maybe it's an optional side quest. You know, that they get a reward for completing it. Now we're doing a whole Saw game. You know, now we're into
that's what this is. That's what this is, dude. I think you just want to be in a Saw game, or you want to be Jigsaw.
No, I mean, I'm not. I've only seen like a few.
That's how you get to the machete to hack your ankle off.
Yeah, you got to get over there because your ankle. We gave you fucking, I don't know, something, some rapid degenerative disease in your ankle, and you got to sever it from your body before it starts to eat at the rest of you now. Fucking guy, you got to pull what you got to be. You got to do what Bob Marley was too scared to do. You guys know that. Fucking my whole life, I thought Bob Marley died of lung cancer, which he did. But do you know that
he died of a heroin overdose?
No, he died of lung cancer.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Jimi Hendrix.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, just another famous black guy from that time. Yeah, fucking Bob Marley. Bob Marley had Ernie look this up. He had like cancer of the toe. Or something like that. And they were like, You gotta cut your toe off. You gotta, yeah. They're like, you gotta cut your toe off, dude. Just like a little. I don't think it was even the whole toe. They were like, just a little bit of your toe, dude. I think it's gotta go. And he's like, nah, man, I gotta go touring.
Nah, man, bumble clot.
Nah, man, bumble clot gonna be down my toe, man. And fucking, it ended up spreading through and metastasized through his whole body because he wouldn't fucking get it cut off of his toe. He had complete opportunity.
It says a dark lesion under a toenail on his right foot was initially misdiagnosed as a bruise. And then, yeah, he died 4 years later at 36 from acral lentiginous melanoma.
No one dies from melanoma. That's crazy. That's fucked up. It is fucked up, dude. It's God damn it, Bob Marley. You should have lost your toe, man.
You should have lost your toe, man.
Everything would be irie if you would have lost that toe, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. It's good stuff, dude. What else do I got on this list, dude? All I had was Billy crying at first. But fucking. Oh, I had scientific observations, guys. Guys, I started getting them. If you're an old listener of Spaceblood, you know the show used to pretty much just be before we got lazy and started watching videos, it was me coming up with like original scientific observations all the time, you know? But then I was like, man, that takes a lot of work and shit. It's like writing jokes, you know? And that's why you see comedians only release a special like once every 3 years because, like, writing jokes sucks, you know, but I've been in a good mood lately, kind of. So I came up with some stuff that I think is kind of funny. If you guys want to hear it, are you interested?
Yeah. Let's
do it. I said, are you fucking interested?
Yeah.
All right, dude. I wrote, I had a thought that made me giggle. What if a mentally challenged individual added all of his contacts to a group message chain? Like, what if, like, you had, like, a... Okay, stick
with one big hangout.
But, okay, like, everyone. Like, he's got, like, 300 contacts in his phone because he met all these people in his life, you know. He's traveling around with Make-A-Wish, whatever. And he adds whatever it is, okay? He adds all these people, family members, everyone. When do you start leaving, dude? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're all in there, you know? Like, and it's, like, just, it's going to be chaos, and you're going to want to be out of it. You could, like, do you just mute it and just ignore it? They get the
notification.
But even if you turn off notifications, it still gives you a number. Like, every morning you're going to wake up, like, 732 text messages about John Cena. The fuck, dude?
I'd give it some time, dude. I feel like it'd be innocent. He probably just wants to say hi to 300 people.
I'm last guy to meet. I'm staying in there till it's just me and him talking about fucking robots or something, dude. I don't know. We're talking about fucking we're sitting there like we're just watching wrestling together live chat. Look, dude, did you just see that? Like me and Bill do sometimes. Oh my god, did you see that shit? Like that's so I thought it was fucking I think it's very funny, dude. I don't know. Is that funny? I can't get much much growth out of it, but yeah.
No, I think for that reason they should be the first ones to get to like a Twitch chat or something, like their own Twitch channel, because they could just but they gotta get the viewership.
Who but the
imagine a mentally talented person doing a whole Twitch channel. I feel like people would
they're out there
voluntarily join just to speak with one.
Ah, there's gonna be some nasty motherfuckers in the chat though, dude.
Yeah,
nasty people come in the chat, dude. They can't just let the bros be the bros, dude. They gotta come and be like, you're different, and I want you to know you're different. And then they read that and they're like, I'm different? No. And they're like, that's sad, you know? Like, just nothing sadder than like just a Downsy bro being like, oh, but why Falcon. Don't you? Yeah, Peanut. There's nothing sadder than Peanut Butter Falcon being like, I'm so sad. Why? Like that's so heartbreaking.
That is true.
I think it would work on stage. I think that joke I could turn that into an actual like joke with tags to it, you know, where like I'd have to lie and be like, my cousin's got Down syndrome and he added the whole family to his, you know, like that. Like do that kind of like that's funny, right? Like you know, like that's a funny thing, and it like get to create like what it every fuck it. There's a lot of directions I can go with this joke now I'm thinking about it, dude. Yeah, there's a lot of directions you could go with this joke. Fucking I really like it. But I had another one here. Back to wet jerkers. Bill, before we cover this one, Bill, are you a dry or a wet jerker?
Dry,
of course. And you said that because you know that it's psycho, right? It's absolutely psycho to be a wet guy. Do that? Okay.
I don't want that mess.
No, it's crazy behavior. Who has time for that? Yeah. Dude, I put lotion on my arms and legs last night after the shower. I still feel like I have lotion all over me. It's crazy.
Everything you touch.
Yeah, dude. It's after like another shower, I still feel like there's lotion on me. I can't get rid of this feeling, dude, of being just lotion covered, drenched, absolutely. But it's fucking. I have a theory now about these the wet jerkers that fucking. Stick with me. Stick with me here.
He loves that.
Wet jerkers.
I got a theory that I wrote that working on a new theory, hyphen, guys who wet jerk can't please a woman properly. How do you feel about that, dude? How do you feel? I said they can't even get themselves off without help.
Oh, yeah.
So
they go right to the tools.
Yeah. I don't feel like this has been covered before. I don't know if people are covering this. Is what I'm saying. It's an original Willis observation, dude. So wet jerkers out there, stop it. Knock it off, dude. Don't be a wet jerker. It's creepy, dude. It's creep. Brian's a wet jerker. It's creepy. It's an insane thing.
Might be, dude. Worse, dude. Might be a fleshlight user.
He might be a fleshlight user, dude. That is a fleshlight abuser, dude.
You just get it. It's fucking. Have you guys ever ripped used one? Up and fucking?
Is that
I never. I never used one, but I worked with a kid that I guess did. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was buying them out of some dude's trunk.
Oh, damn.
Dude. Never.
That guy was washing them in his dishwasher and reselling them, dude. That's crazy.
I said he's taking them for a test drive.
Holy shit, dude. That's crazy. That's awesome, though. Bill, thank you for bringing that to us. Dude, do I know this guy by chance?
Nah.
Okay.
I worked with him at Flynn's.
All right, well, fucking yeah, dude. I've never come across one, just like a VR helmet. I've never put on a VR helmet or a fucking flashlight. Yeah, they're fucking.
Damn, you're missing out.
And I'm missing out on both, dude. I want a VR helmet with the fucking flashlight so I can do VR porn and fuck that thing. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, that'd be kind of crazy.
Yeah, it'd be kind of sweet. But I want a girl to do it. Like, I want like an ugly girl to be like there, and I want her to be gone before I take the fucking headset off. No, like I want her to like,
I get out now.
I want there to be like a cartoony like cloud of dust that she ran out the room, you know, like pew, like one of those. Dude. I want it to be like I want
Roadrunner style.
Yeah, dude. And I will pay her three cheese gordita crunches for such a service, dude. Oh, yes, we will make this happen. It's a barter. It's a bartering world. It's a good transaction. So I'm working on it, dude. But yeah, that's a future of porn stuff. Now, they have things. They have a thing called the auto blow. I don't know if you ever bring up the auto blow, Ernie. It's very funny looking, dude. People have to see it. It looks like a fucking modem, dude. One of my favorite podcasts had it as a sponsor forever, and they've lost it because they kept making fun of it being clearly just so absurd. It blows you for it, dude. You fuck a big square, and it blows you without like you having to do the hand motion. Yeah.
Wait, is this the thing we saw that like on the episode with Brian where it looked like a mixer where it had liquid in it?
No, this thing is, it looks like you need to go reset your Wi-Fi. I think it actually has like a modem in it. I'm not even making this up. Look it up, dude. Like
it's on Amazon. But I don't think this is
Amazon. The company's name is Autoblow. That's the name of the company.
Autoblow. Autoblow. AI blowjob machine.
Yeah. That's it right there. Look at this thing, dude. Look at this fucking thing.
What the fuck?
Look at this thing, man.
$400.
How the least sexy thing in the world.
So, what is this? Auto blow.
No, go back to the other one. We want the. Oh, is that like the replaceable? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because it's at the top there. You see, that's what your fucking is at the top. They don't want to show
this. The other pictures. Here we go. Like that.
Oh, look at it. Just the mouth looks crazy.
That just looks like a mouth. Okay, yeah.
Frequently bought together 7:30. Imagine going on a website and be like, I'm gonna spend 7:30 on jerk off toys today. That's crazy. What is
you get a gift card voucher?
Oh yeah, you get 10% off. Fucking free shipping for your $730 worth of
hurry up, only three left. They're selling out, boys. Product.
Yeah, hurry up, only three left. We only bought 10 9 years ago and fucking have them just sitting in a what does it say? Learning. Hold on, go up to the description. The new Autoblow AI Plus will surprise and delight you with the most personalized machine given blowjob in the world. The results of years of research, a team of scientists use machine learning to analyze 1,000 hours of blowjob videos real life movements. What's up?
Can we read the reviews?
Well, I'm going to tell you what it's supposed to do, okay? You're supposed to be able to program, like, like your specific porn star, you should be like, okay, Jenna Jameson, I want her to suck my dick, and then it's going to suck your dick like Jenna Jameson sucks dick.
What?
Yeah, that's why I said it calculated like 1,000 porn videos. You can customize it to like be like, I want a blowjob from, I don't know, I'm trying to think of porn stars, and Jenna Jameson is the only one I could come up with.
There's no reviews.
No reviews because no one can afford to spend $350 on a standalone product that needs another $200 worth of attachments. It's crazy, dude. They were giving them away on Legion of Skanks. They gave away like 5 of these things, dude.
Oh, they got the butt version too.
They do.
Damn, dude. You
better hope that expands.
I can almost understand the butt version for a couple of reasons, okay? One, of course, is being an in-the-closet man, okay? I can understand that. All right, you're getting it out the right way. You're handling your urges. You're handling it. Another is that your wife won't give you anal. Okay, yeah, you're having normal sex.
Most girls don't.
Most girls don't. But like, you shouldn't be into anal. I'm just gonna say it's not that cool. It's not. It's not as good as a vagina ever.
No,
it's never been. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're fucking the inside of a fucking balloon once you're in there, dude. It's just all like. That's what it feels like. Like it's am I wrong? It's actually just a typical birthday balloon, guys. That's what I'm saying, is what it feels like, dude. You're in there and it's like it's not, and it's just space. After you get so far in there, it's not like how a vagina grabs you. It's just empty space. It's just you're just in there, and it's like, okay, cool,
packing.
Nothing's grabbing and pulling. Once you have forced it to not be as tight as it was, it's not like it's like grabbing and pulling at you, dude. And
you're
plus,
you're sitting there packing it.
Yeah, you're packing it, and you're much like an old 1860s musket, that thing might misfire on you, dude.
Oh, might get a ricochet.
You might catch some shrapnel. Yeah,
some shrapnel. Fuck.
Shrapnel.
Yeah, dude, just a piece of corn comes out, hits you in the chest, like, oh, no. And that's best case scenario. There's tons of stories of girls, girls will just, they'll turn around and see it, grab that poop, and just throw it behind them. They'll throw it somewhere. Just get it out the way real fast, dude. Keep going.
Keep going.
Find that turd later. Find it later. Girl poop comes out weird anyways. It stays fresh like cat poop. It gets all hard quick. Shit's hard in like 10 seconds.
It's just toilet paper.
Yeah, what? Girl poop.
Yeah.
Big J has I'm not stealing his joke, I'm just saying it. Big J is one of my favorite jokes about women's toilet paper, dude. On his one special, he said, we never complain about shit. He was like, you want to know how men don't complain as much as we could? A guy's never once told any of you ladies about the little things of toilet paper in your pubes every time we eat your pussy. And all of it, every time you go, anyone who's ever eaten a pussy knows what I'm talking about. There's a little piece, the girls don't know that they got little pieces of toilet paper all over their pussy, dude. All over it, dude. It's the best. It's not to suck the man's dick, but goddamn, Big J's the funniest man in the world. That is such an immaculate. Look at me and Bill chiefing on the geek bars, dude. Well, let's light them up for them, boys. Dude. You full pulse mode right now, Bill?
Oh, shit. I'll pulse it up.
Let's pulse it up real quick, dude. Guys, we're going into hyperdrive real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Blast off.
That's two of the motherfuckers banging, two coils banging simultaneously. We're having fun, dude. We covered torture. We covered what else, dude? Some other shit. I think I had rehab. We did a lot of rehab stuff, dude. I had a fun game we could play. It's a long term game. It's a long term game, okay? We're going to wage war. Everyone's going to get real into politics here soon, okay? And it's going to get annoying. We don't do that traditionally on the show, okay? We stay away from all the bullshit, the politics shit, okay? But I figured out a way that we can have fun with the presidential race without being like gay about it, you know? And that's, Ernie, we're going to need you right now, okay? We're going to need you to, first of all, stop moving your microphone. It creates such a rumble effect every time you do. It's insane.
Sorry. I'll keep it in one hand.
All right. But also, we need to see all the presidential candidates. I need to see like the most fringe candidates. We're going to each pick a no-named guy because, you know, it costs like $2,000 to sign up to run for president or whatever. So a bunch of crazy people do it. We're all going to pick someone that has no chance of winning at all, but we're going to try to see if we can pick the winner and possibly even help them win. Maybe we start campaigning for them and get them more votes, you know, get our guy more votes, and we could create some sort of bet for this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some sort of punishment for the loser. Perhaps like a tattoo or something. I don't know. Something simple. I got access
to know who's going to win, though.
No, not the president, Bill. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm saying with the low guys. We're picking from the bottom of the bottom, and we're gonna pick. We're gonna pick three. Each of us are gonna pick a guy who's a nobody who has absolutely no chance of winning, but they're still gonna get a few thousand votes or whatever. Okay, and so whoever gets the most votes out of our candidates, we win. So we're gonna look at these names because that's completely fair, right? Does that not seem fair? I've done no prior research. I know who none of these guys are. Right hand up to everything.
Wait, you
know,
so are the names out?
Yeah, they're going to be out for who's running for president, right, Ernie?
Yeah, I'm seeing some right now.
And no Kanye either. Kanye's bad. You're not allowed to pick Kanye. Okay, we're talking about Kanye, like real no-name people. Kanye's probably going to run. Yeah. I don't know. He's wacky. Who knows?
He's fucking wacky.
No, we
he made a Kim Kardashian clone. All right, see,
that's the problem is a lot of these guys withdraw. Fuck.
Right.
Other candidates.
No, we need like fringe. We need the fringe parties. Like we need like the guy who's running for communistic party. Like we need those guys, dude.
Are those on there?
The communistic party? Yeah, I think they have a guy. Running.
Oh, like this guy? Like fucking? Oh, what did he just say? The one guy that ran for like the rent is too damn high party.
Too damn high. The rent is, there's just a black out there, just got beamed immediately. He was, the rent is too damn high. Yeah, dude, I remember him. I got ruled. Oh, I wonder if he ever
got ruled.
Ironically, went to jail for tax evasion.
No fucking way.
The rent was too high.
The rent, it turns out the rent was too damn high for him, dude. And so let's see.
I'm not here.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard. We're gonna have to like put some thought into this, dude. Hold on, Aaron. What's to say about young Latinos right there speaking for you? Young Latinos who could decide the 2024 race are disillusioned by the candidates. Ernie, that's do you feel that way?
That's all of us, dude.
Ernie, do you know what the word disillusioned means?
Yes, it means we have been promised something and we are expecting that to happen, and that's a fucking, we're disillusioned, right?
Like, all right, I wasn't exactly sure. I wasn't exactly sure what the definition of it was. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Our expectations are high.
Your expectations are high. Who do you want to win?
Well, not high, but we are expecting like good stuff. But like honestly, there's no point because it's not going
to
happen.
Don't say who you want to win. Actually, we don't want to even bring it into it. There's no right answer to it. Right answer, dude. Fucking, we're a comedy.
Doesn't even matter,
dude. This is even more than a comedy podcast. This is something. I don't know. Oh, Marianne Williamson. These are all these bitches is running.
The Green Party.
Oh, we should make it the women then. We should make it whatever chick. Oh, that's 73. Easier.
73.
They all have no chance of winning, so we could just pick any female. That works, right?
Could be. Governor of Massachusetts.
Jill Stein.
Oh, this guy.
There he is, right there.
He's a philosopher.
That's not the rent's too damn high guy, dude. That's not
him. I know that's not the same guy. He looked like him.
Cornell West. It sounds a little bit too much like Quest. Like he looks like Questlove. I think that's Questlove, dude.
That's Kanye in a mask.
I think that might be him, dude. Just lying to people.
Kanye in a mask.
That's Kanye in a mask. Kanye just punks everyone, dude. That's the ultimate prank. Nikki Haley. All right. Is she running? Really? I thought she dropped out already. Chris Christie. That's your boy, Ernie.
That is my boy. He's a disgrace.
Look at that. I mean, he looks like a fucking. He looks like he just wants to do bad things to kids on Nickelodeon TV shows. Look at him, dude. He looks like.
How about DeSantis?
You can't pick DeSantis. We're picking chicks now.
Okay.
Whoa, who's this guy?
Tim Scott. All right, we'll allow you to pick black guy.
Who's this guy?
I've never.
Tim Scott. You can. Oh, he dropped out already. It's a dropout date. He's already out. Dropout date. November 12th. Dropout day, January 16th. That guy's a chick name. And the guy's a chick name, dude.
I was thinking that.
Asa? That's a female's name, dude. Damn, dude. How are you going to be 73 years old and have a chick's name, dude? It sucks for you.
Got to change your name to like Bob at some point.
Vivek Rameshwame. When Trump said his name, dude, it was the best. He was like, and I like Vivek Rameshwame. Fuck it. Right, he's gonna end up having a big role. He might even be VP, guys. If you don't know that,
he might
end up.
I like VP. That guy.
He dropped out because Trump's gonna give him a big position in his cabinet. He might even be vice president, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
our vice president might be Rameshwame. Yeah, dude. Fucking. Which he's smart. He's a smart guy. He is a smart guy. I like the cut of his jib.
These are the dropouts?
These are the dropouts. Yeah, everyone ends up dropping out because, I mean, that's why I wanted to find the real psychos that are still spending money trying to stay in it, even though they know they have no chance of winning. You know? I got to go onto like conspiracy theory websites and find those guys or something. I don't know. There's going to be something. We'll dig something up or we'll do the chick version. We're going to workshop this bit a little bit. I shouldn't have brought it to the floor yet, guys. That's my bad. Okay. I can't always be perfect. All right. Despite what some of you may think, I'm not always perfect. So I need to fucking just tighten it up sometimes. Ernie's still trying for me. What'd you do? Type in women?
Yeah. Yeah. Marianne Williamson. Yeah,
they all dropped out already. They're all done. Damn, dude. This bit fell apart, dude. Sorry, guys. It completely fell apart. I'll find another way we can bet on humans, though, guys. But we did the damn thing, dude. I'm not going to force another 10 minutes out of a good – or 9 minutes out of a good episode because we did the damn thing already. We conquered, I do believe, man. I'm proud of this episode. Yeah, dude. I hope everyone else enjoyed it. Bill, did you have a good time?
I did.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for really speaking up on that one. Ernie, how about you, brother?
I always have a great time.
All right. I like that.
Copy that.
All right. Yeah. See, now we're having fun. Ernie, you know what to do, dude. Hit us with that final thought, brother.
I got you, brother. Guys, take some time out of your day once a day and just practice waterboarding yourself. Just in case you ever get captured by Al Qaeda or whoever.
Say it doesn't make sense. Say it doesn't make sense, dude. Say that my training is, it makes sense. Okay, no crazier than those people that go out in the woods and start like doomsday prepping. It's no crazier than that.
Apocalypse, apocalypse training. All right,
yeah, my shit's more realistic, dude. I might get snagged up and I might get waterboarded, so I want to have waterboard endurance. Yeah, don't be a wet jerker, dude. Don't be a wet jerker. Avoid it, dude. If you've been a wet jerker this far in your life, try a dry jerk. It's not as bad as you think, man. And it's way less clean up, dude. And we can smell the cocoa butter on you. We know what you did. We know what you did.
You're not sneaky.
You're not sneaky. You're not a sneaky, sneaky boy. You're just a wet jerker, and you need to stop it. You need to knock it off and join the good side, dude. Guys, we did it. Yes. I love each and every one of you. I'll see you guys soon. A lot of changes coming. I love you.